Tess Zion Eor, Friday the 16th of May, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, A Hidden Structure of the Torah.
Shkoach, good morning, Rabbi Osai. A few points of introduction. Firstly, don't be scared by the sheet that I've handed out. Lots of small writing, we're not going to be reading it all. That is point number one. Point number two, everyone's wondering, maybe Shmuel has forgotten that it's Parshas B'chukosai, not Parshas Bahar. No, I do know it's Parshas B'chukosai, and we will be looking at something very, very interesting. Yashar Koach as well to Dudi for always organizing speakers, and it's so hard to say no to Dudi. He puts himself out, also he's got his powers of persuasion. I hope you're listening, Dudi, but Yashar Koach to you, Be'ez Hashem, you should be zocha to continue doing this for many years to come. The title of this shiur caused a little bit of a stir. People came up to me and said, what exactly do you mean in a structure of the Torah? It wasn't meant to be a provocative title in any way. We're going to see something very interesting. I'm very excited to share with you something that I feel changed my understanding of the Torah. It helped me understand many of the mitzvahs, and helped me understand many of the ideas, many of the mitzvahs within Torah, where they are. Often we get a feeling, not a feeling, we are confused in understanding. We feel that the Torah is a bit of a hodgepodge of Chas V'Shalom, you know, it's Dvar Hashem, but we don't understand from our perspective what is going on. There's a mitzvah here, there's a story there, there's another mitzvah here. In this week's parsha, there's a long tochacha, there's another tochacha. Later, there seems to be a large potpourri of ideas. And the question is, we're looking for a bit of a structure, for a bit of an understanding of what's going on. And I saw an amazing Ramban that I'd like to share with you. But that's going to come after two very short introductions. I was not sure when Dudi asked me to speak last week, whether to talk about Lag BaOmer. Of course, today is Erev Lag BaOmer, and very much on our minds is the Omer, the counting, or to speak about Parshas B'chukosai. And I think that I'm going to do both, and they're going to come together in a very beautiful way. So I'd like to start with two mini hakdomas. Each hakdoma is going to take 5 minutes, and then we'll go to the mainstay of what I'd like to share. Hakdama number one comes from Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was a Talmud of the Arizal, and he wrote a small sefer called Shari Kedusha after having written the entire corpus of the Arizal Sfarim, many, many Sfarim, Eitz Chaim. He wrote one small sefer called the Shari Kedusha, and in the first few chapters of the Shari Kedusha, he asks a few questions and gives us a yesod. His question number one is, why are none of the midos mitzvahs? Why do we not count? Why isn't not to get angry? Yeah, or patience. Why are these midos not mitzvahs? And that is his first question. It's a good question. Why is it that we find Pirkei Avos is replete with different midos that we're meant to work on, but the question is, why is it that it isn't one of the 613 mitzvahs? And the second, why are midos not mitzvahs? Sorry, it's my addiction. It's not my yeah. Why are midos not mitzvahs? Very good for anyone listening from afar. Why are midos or mitzvahs? Yeah. Why are the midos not counted as mitzvahs? That is question number one. Question number two is really a question that Rashi quotes that Rav Yitzchak has in the first Rashi on the Torah, and the Ramban discusses it at length. The Torah should have only started from Achodesh Hazalachem, from the actual mitzvahs. What is the entire Sefer Bereishis doing? what is the purpose of saying, okay, Maisa, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Yitzchak, that it's for Eretz Yisrael, to teach us that Eretz Yisrael is ours. The Ramban, not so happy with that. Why? Just to teach us this point? Is that really why the whole of Bereishis is there? Says Reb Chaim Vital, one answer to answer these two questions. Why no Midos? And why Bereishis? The entire Bereishis is to teach us that Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, the entire Sefer Bereishis, and the first part of Shemos, is to teach us in the actions of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we are to learn, they are part of Torah, but they're not tzivuyim, because before you get to a tzivuy, you have to realize, stage one is you have to be a mensch. Before you become a recipient of Torah, you have to be a mensch. And what I was thinking is that the entire counting of the Sefira and the working on the Midos, each week we work on another Midah, is a working on Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, before we get to Torah, before we get to Kabbalas HaTorah and Shavuos, we have to be involved in Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Stage one is you have to be a mensch, you open Revolba, all of his Vardim, talking of Midos, even before you get there, it's called Lihios Odom, to know how to be a mensch. That is stage one. And I saw the B'nai Yisaskar has a Gevaldig Remez to this. It's in Pirkei Avos, and of course, I failed to prepare myself adequately. Let me see if I can find it in 5 seconds or less. In Perek Beis of Pirkei Avos, comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and asks his five Talmidim, Tzu'u Re'u, go and have a look. Ezui Derech Ezeu Derech Tovash Yidbak B'ha'adam, which is a good path. And there are five Talmidim that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the junior of all the Talmidim of Hillel, asked his Talmidim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lazar. Each of them had a different response. One said Ayin Tova, one said Chover Tov, Shachin Tov, Roes Anolad, or Lev Tov. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to his Talmidim, and he says, Roa Anias Divir Rabbi Lazar ben Arach Medivarem. I see the last one who said Lev Tov, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, was right. Shebechlal Dvarov Divreichem, that if you've got a Lev Tov, you have everything. To be a mensch is to have a Lev Tov. Lev Tov, of course, is Gematria 49. Right? Lev Tov. Until Lag Ba'Omer is the Lev. After Lag Ba'Omer to the end is Tov. Right? The objective of, before we get to the Mochin, the brains, the Kabbalah Satara, the understanding, you first have to work on the Lev Tov, on the rest of ourselves, to become Kalim. To be Makaba, I thought it was a Gevaldig Remez of the B'nai Yisrael, and I think it's Kedai to be Misbonen on this. And this is Hakdoma number one, and we'll see how it's very relevant to what I want to see from the Ramban. Hakdoma number two is, about 10 years ago, I was Zofa to be at a conference in the States where I went up to Rav Moshe Shapiro. And I had an einfall, I had an amazing thought. And I went up to him and I said, Rebbe, is the following true? That the connection of Sefer Shmos to Sefer Vayikra is Smichas Geula Letfila. I want to say that Sefer Shmos, if you look at the Hakdama of the Ramban to Shmos and the Hakdama of the Ramban to Vayikra and look at the totality of Sefer Shmos, is the Sefer HaGeula, and the whole of Sefer Vayikra is Sefer HaTzfila, that Smichas Geula Letzfila, Sefer Shmos Vayikra, is Smichas Geula Letzfila. Beautiful. I was very proud of myself. You know, I was thinking, Shmelki, you're onto something. And he looked at me as if I'd fallen off Mars, and he said to me, what do you mean? Shmos Gufa is Smichas Geula Letfila. Moshe Shapiro said to me that Shmos itself is Sefer Shmos itself is Smichas Geula Litzfila. And I was so stunned that I don't remember the rest of the conversation, but I was thinking about it later, that right at the beginning of Sefer Shemos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, and he says to him the following pasuk, V'zelecha ha'oz ki anochi shlachticha, the following is the sign that I have taken you out, V'hotzi'acha es ha'om mimitzrayim ta'avdun es ha'elokim al ha'har hazeh. When you take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, you will serve me on this mountain. You will come to Har Sinai. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ta'avdun Avoda, Ta'avdun Es Ha'elokim Al Har Hazeh, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, or around Har Sinai, receive the Torah. And I was thinking that that is the entire Sfiras HaOmer. Smichas Geula Letzfila, moving from Pesach to Shavuos, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, the connection, right? It's a kind of a Chol HaMoed, the connection. The Ramban tells us that both Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day after Sukkos, and Atzeres, Shavuos, is the 50th day after Pesach. Right, the 7 days Pesach, and instead of an eighth day, we count 7 times 7. You get 50 days later, you get an Atzeres. It's a connect. It's very clear, says the Ramban, that you've got two halves of the year. You've got Sukkos and Pesach. Sukkos has got Shmini Atzeres appended straight after it, but Pesach has got its Atzeres 49 days later. And I think the connection, Shavuos, is called Atzeres. Yeah, that. In the Maisa, both of these Atzeres, the ingathering of the Kochos of Pesach and Sukkos, have got their Atzeres, and the Atzeres that we're leading towards very much connected to the Pesach that's been. How? The answer is the Sphere is connecting Pesach to Shavuos, B'smichas Geula Letzfila. And what does Smichas Geula Letzfila mean? I think this is in the Maharal. Maybe I read it into the Maharal as opposed to reading out of the Maharal. But I think it's in the Siddha Avoda, Perik Vov, Hei Vov Ozayin, that he says that the Smichas Geula Letzfila is when you're free, there are two possibilities of freedom. Either I'm running away from Paro, I'm running away, or I'm running towards. What is... I'm leaving Paro for what? To go to Har Sinai. There's a big difference between freedom from and freedom to. If I'm running from, then that doesn't give me my identity. When I'm running to, then that means I'm trying to escape and I have a purpose in my life. I was thinking, just as an aside, when people left Auschwitz and they were at the door of Auschwitz and the liberation was there, there are some people who survived and some people who didn't survive. And the people, invariably, the people who survived were those who left Auschwitz and they didn't look back and they didn't look at themselves, what am I, it's all over. They had something to go to. Either it was fueled by anger or revenge, or it was fueled by the importance of Klal Yisrael, or is fueled by the importance of Eretz Yisrael, but whatever it was, their survival was as a result of not just leaving from, not just running away from Paro, but it was also towards a goal. And that is the difference between freedom. And I think the Smichas Geula Letzfila, in a certain sense, the counting of the Omer, is leaving Mitzrayim to go to Shavuos. So these are the two akdamas that I have. Number one is Derech Eretz Kodesh Mal HaTorah, and that is what Sfiras HaOmer is. And the second one is Smichas Geula Letzfila, and that is what Sfiras HaOmer is. What I'd like to have a look now is, I'd like to have a look at the Iker of what I wanted to share with you, and then we'll put it all together. Ezros Hashem, if Hashem gives me the time and the insights to be able to do that. Here is a story. I want to ask a question. The question is as follows. Which parshiyos in the Torah have got the most mitzvahs? Kiseitze is one. Nice. I want a list of 7 parshiyos. Kedoshim. Achremos Kedoshim. Emor. Pardon?
Mishpatim.
Mishpatim. So in Sefer Shmos, We have, okay, let me know. I'm just, all I'm doing is I'm, everyone is shouting, which is good, which is what I want, and I'm just going to categorize. In Sefer Shmos, we have Sefer Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, and Parshas Mishpatim has got a whole bunch of mitzvahs, a whole list of mitzvahs. Then we look in Sefer Vayikra, yeah, and we've got a whole, right, we've got in Shemini and Tazria, we've got a number of mitzvahs, but then in Acharemos, Kedoshim, and Emor, we've got hundreds of mitzvahs. And then in Bahar, a couple, and then B'chukos, none. And then we've got, again, in Bamidbar, we've got virtually none. We've got tzitzis, we've got one or two scattered, and each time the Medrash is trying to piece together why is this put over here, but when it comes to Sefer Devarim, again, like you mentioned, we've got Re'ei, Shoftim, and Kisetze, those three parshas. Before that, it's all Shema Yisrael, V'hoyom Shemoa, all the Ikre, Emunah, and Klal Yisrael are in Devarim, V'eschanan, Ekev, and most of Re'ei, and that is, you know, the greatest, you know, one of the Bali Musa said that the Sefer Devarim is the greatest Musa Sefer ever written, you know, and it's, you know, it's true. Like you open it, it's you know, it doesn't need my Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't need my Hechshir Shtempel, you've got then the three parshias where you've got many mitzvahs, and in about seven parshias, you have 400 out of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah come from about seven or eight parshias in the Torah. Halo Dovar Hu. What's going on? Right? That is Pashut. The second He'ora is that Chazal have got different names for the different Sfarim. Bereshis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim. And only Vayikra and Devarim are called Torahs. Right? You've got either, you'll call it the Sefer HaYashar, or you'll call it, the second one, you might call it the Chumash HaPikudim. You've got different names, or Chumash HaSheni. You've got different names that's Bamidbar, so it's Chumash HaPikudim. You've got different names for the different, in fact, the word numbers, yeah, for Bamidbar, is from the words, from the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Chumash HaPikudim. Right, I don't know where they got numbers from. There is a counting at the beginning and a counting in the middle, but the Gemara calls it, in, I think, in Erechin, Chumash HaPikudim. So but Lemais of Vayikra and Devarim, one is called Torahs Kohanim, and one is called Mishnah Torah. Halo Dovarhu. And I heard this Mahalach from the Rosh Kola of Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, and I think it's so powerful. And then later I virtually read it in the Ramban. And we'll see the Ramban. In fact, we'll see him now. but that is the second Ha'ara. And the third Ha'ara is, what about the Tochachos? Where do we find Tochachos? We find them at the end of Vayikra and the end of Devarim. Right? We find the two Tochachos at the end of Torahs Kohanim, the end of Mishnah Torah. Let's have a look at what the Ramban has to say. Bamidbar, Bahar Sinai, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Bahar Sinai Leimar, and the issue is Ma Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Why now does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to remind us, yeah, at the beginning of last week's parsha, Bahar, that we are standing at Har Sinai? What is really meant by this? And I see that I don't have time to go into Rashi and his and the Ramban's kashas on Rashi, but what I'd like to have a look at is the bottom paragraph, yeah, where I've got a number one, yeah. The Ramban writes, "Lefi dati ki nichtav kan b'seder anochon." Everything is fine and dandy over here. What we're talking about, ki perush b'har Sinai. What is meant by Har Sinai? Ba'aloso sham lekabel luchos shnios, says when he went up to receive the second set of luchos. Bir ha'inyan, says the Ramban, כי בתחילת 40 יום הראשונים של לוחות הראשונים, so the beginning of the first 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to accept the first luchos habris, because of Moshe b'sefer habris as kol divrei Hashem as kol hamishpatim hane'emarim sham. That is Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim. Yisro is the receiving of the actual luchos, and Mishpatim is the deal. Is the deal that Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes. If you receive the Torah, there are certain things that I expect from you. Vayizrob dam abris ala am, and then at the end there is the dam abris, right? There is blood which is sprinkled on the people. That is kind of a krisas bris, and the whole of Yisro Mishpatim is bris number one. Ukeshachot ubeegel, and then after bris number one, there was a Chet HaEgel, at which point that original bris was shattered, and we'll see it's in the Pesukim. Ukshachotu be'egel v'nishtabru haluchos ki'ilu nisbatlo habris hahi eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear the words of the Ramban here? It's as if the original bris is batel, is shattered. It's fast moving over here. And then what happens is you have Yom Kippur and you have Kapara, Tzivon, Bris Chadosh, Shenemar, Hinei Anochi Koris Bris. Right? Neged Amcho, Eseni Flaos, etc., etc. Right? We relayn it. Vehichzir Sham Hamitzos Hachamuros, Shenemar Beseda Veila Mishpatim. There was a repetition of the mitzvahs, of the Ikar mitzvahs that were in Mishpatim, Bebris Arishona. And then he continues to make a new bris. And what happened is that this bris is effectively going to be the whole of Sefer Vayikra. And at the end of Sefer Vayikra, there is a tochacha, because we have done the Chet HaEgel. It's no longer, the relationship is complicated. There was originally the first bris, and then there was a break. And then there was the Chet HaEgel, which kind of destroyed things. And at the original bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, V'sholach this Hatziru lefneichem, and I'm going to conquer Eretz Yisrael for you. You're not going to have to, you're going to live an unnatural existence. And then there was the Chet HaEgel, and then it can't be that anymore. What happens is there's now the whole of Toras Kohanim, the whole of Sefer Vayikra, with the Tochacha in this week's Parsha for that new bris. And then continues, look at the third paragraph, the second line, second side. V'hinei b'sefer habris harishon nemra hashviyas b'chlal k'mo shezachariti. Now he's explaining why you need the shmita shenemra v'hashviyas tishmitenu v'notashto. V'ata b'bris hazos hashenis nemra prateha v'dikdukeha v'onsheha. And now there's an onesh if you don't keep the shmita. Originally there was just shmita. Now, in the sefer Toras Kohanim, there is an entirely new bris where there is going to be an onesh if you don't keep it, right? And this week, Sheva al Chatoseha, you know, that you are going to, now there is going to be, there's going to be a punishment if you don't keep the Torah, V'shamamu Aleha Oiveha, that Eretz Yisrael is going to be desolate, etc. And then ultimately, what happens is, and I'm not going to read it and then I'm going to wrap up, but ultimately, Klal Yisrael then are chote again. They're chote again. Klal Yisrael, the Meraglim, if you look, it's Sefer Bamidbar, Vayhibin Sawa Ha'aron, Vayomer Moshe, at the beginning, the Nun and the Nun, this was going to be it. And what happens, you then have a downward, the half of Sefer Bamidbar is the Misonanim, the Meraglim, you've got Korach, you've got the Nechashim, you've got all of a sudden, Parsha after Parsha after Parsha, Shlach Lecha, Korach, down, down, down. And then what happens is, Asher Nishba, we say in Tehillim, Asher Nishbati Ba'apim Yuv'arboim Shana Kut B'dor V'amar Antoi Lev V'hem Yom Lo Yudud Rachai, Asher Nishbati Ba'apim Yuv'auna Menuchasi, they're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. And then you have to have an entire new bris. You have to have an entire new bris, which is the whole of Sefer Devarim. And the whole of Sefer Devarim is Mishneh Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are not 49 klolos now there are 98 klolos, where Parshas Kisavo is far worse, and the entire structure of the Torah ends up as follows. And this is not me, it's the Ramban, and he uses in the last paragraph of his Kedai for you to read on your own. that he quotes Psukim Eila Divrei Abris right at the end of the Devarim, at the end of the Tochach, Eila Divrei Abris Shativa Hashem as Moshe Lichros as Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Moav on Arvos Moav Mevad Abris Asher Koras Itom Bechorev. Besides that Bris, an extension to that Bris, in other words, what happens is as follows. If you look at the Torah, and again, I apologize, this is possibly abstract, but it helps me understand so many of the mitzvahs at the end of Parshas Yisro. And if you look at the Rishon, if you look at the Ibn Ezra, you look at the Ramban, they're poshut fitting into such a structure. Once you've seen this, there's no going back. But what I think is very posh, the whole of Sefer Bereishis is Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. The whole of Sefer Shemos, the whole of Ismichas Geula LeTfila. What is Chayrus? The whole of Sefer Bereishis is to be a mensch. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the DNA of who we are, and if you look at the Nefesh HaChaim in his parish on Pirkei Ovis, he expressed it very clearly. And then the whole of Sefer Shemos, Smichas Geula Letfila, is to understand what real Chayrus is. And Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, is, or really from Yisro to the end, is a relationship where first in Yisro we're given the Torah, and that is going to be an ideal. And then Ad, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that the color is Mesareches Tachas Chuposeho, there's the Egel Azohov, and it all crashes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new bris with the Klolos in this week's Parsha. And then again, in Sefer Bamidbar, the relationship is even more complex, where the Mesonim, the Meraglim, Korach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu then in the whole of Sefer Devarim gives us far more mitzvahs. There's Mishnah Torah, there's a repetition, but there's a far greater addition where you have many, many more mitzvahs, and the klolos are worse. And I think that is the structure that I wanted to share with you today. And it's something I feel which is, again, I find it inspirational, but it's not like a vort which you can just say over and like at the Shabbos table, and it inspires everyone, and it's gewaldig. But I think there is a very powerful MS over here in the Ramban, that it teaches us that the entire, our entire life is lived like this. Torah, Yored, to teach us, to direct us, that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a result, is a function of us doing well. In Mikesh Titapol, that if we don't do well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind, in Chositis Chasad, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that if we do well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind, and that is Kol Shir Hashirim Moshal Hu Lezeh. The whole Torah teaches us this relationship in a very powerful way. So when we're reading the parsha this week, and we'll see the psukim, if you understood what is being said over here by the Ramban, the end of the parsha of Bechukosa is very, very powerful. That the Divrei Abris, Vezochartis, Bris Avos, Abris Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the way that the entire Tochacha comes very much as part of a Bris, it comes as part of this pact, this covenant, is very powerful. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zocher to a Lev Tov, to an enjoyable Lag Ba'Omer, and understanding that the entire sphere of Omer really is a Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. We should all be zocher to be Mekabel Torah La'Ava.